This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Rajya Sabha today bid farewell to 59 members from 20 states, including 9 women members. Speaking on the occasion, Vice President and the Chairman Rajya Sabha, C.P. Radhakrishnan, said, retirement should be viewed as a beginning of a new role and responsibilities.
Retirement should not be viewed as an end, but as the beginning of new roles and responsibilities. It signifies the passing on of the baton of new members who will carry forward the legacy of this institution with fresh ideas, renewed energy and commitment. At the same time, the experience and wisdom gained by the retiring members during their tenure will continue to guide and inspire the next generation of parliamentarians.
Speaking during the farewell, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the contribution to parliamentary democracy will always be remembered. He said in politics there is never a full stop, as the experience and contribution to the nation will always remain relevant and valuable. He said the retiring members have made immense contributions to the House. Mentioning Deputy Chairman Harivansh, who is also retiring, Mr. Modi said he had the opportunity to discharge his responsibilities in this House for a long time. The Prime Minister said Mr. Harivansh has always tried to win the confidence of everyone while conducting the proceedings of the House.
हरिवंश जी को लंबे समय तक इस सदन में अपनी जिम्मेवारी निभाने का अवसर मिला है. बहुत ही मृदुभाषी सदन को चलाने में सबका विश्वास जीतने का निरंतर जिन्होंने प्रयास किया, और मैंने देखा है कि संकट के समय ज्यादातर उपसभापति के ही जिम्मे आ जाता है कि भाई आप संभाल लेना, जरा एक लंबा एक्सपीरियंस होता है.
In Assam, senior Congress leader and Lok Sabha MP Pradyut Bordoloi has resigned from the party. In a letter addressed to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Bordoloi announced his decision to step down from all post privileges and his primary membership of the party. Mr. Bordoloi represents Naugaon Lok Sabha constituency. In Madhya Pradesh, 7 people have lost their lives in a fire incident in Indore early this morning. The incident occurred near Bengali Square, where a massive fire broke out in a 3-story house around 4 a.m. According to initial reports, the fire started after a short circuit in an electric car that was being charged outside the house, leading to a blast. The flames quickly intensified and 4 LPG cylinders kept inside the house exploded one after another, causing a portion of the building to collapse. 7 members of the family lost their lives and 3 others have been critically injured. State Cabinet Minister Kailash Vijayvargiya, who visited the spot, expressed deep grief and announced that an expert committee will be formed to investigate the incident. In Jammu and Kashmir, General Officer Commanding White Knight Corps, Lieutenant General P.K. Mishra, visited forward areas along the line of control in Akhnoor sector yesterday and reviewed the operational preparedness of troops. Lieutenant General Mishra interacted with the troops deployed on the LOC and was briefed on measures undertaken to strengthen defences and enhance operational effectiveness. Secretary West C.B. George today represented India at the National Day celebrations of Ireland. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Mr. George reaffirmed the commitment to long-standing India-Ireland partnership and further strengthening cooperation in all areas of mutual interest. The National Centre for Disease Control, NCDC, has issued an advisory for the citizens amid the heat wave situation in the country. The NCDC advised drinking plenty of water and avoiding heavy work during peak heat in order to stay safe from heat stroke. The centre also advised people to wear light-coloured clothes. The NCDC said while giving first aid to person affected from heat stroke, the person must be placed in a cool area lying down. This should be followed by providing cold compression and giving short sips of chilled water and foods high in moisture after the person copes up. In BWF Super 300 Badminton Tournament, Akarshi Kashyap has entered the women's singles main draw at the Orleans Masters after winning both the qualifying matches yesterday. Akarshi will now take on Yeo Xia Min of Singapore. And that is the end of this news bulletin.